It's Here We Crow with a very special bonus Gather Round episode. We are lucky enough to be joined once again by the Spark himself, friend of the pod, Jake Saligo. Hey, Jake.
How are you going? Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming back to Here We Crow. Now let's get to the nitty gritty straight up. It's been a tough few weeks since the start of the season. Ranks said you're feeling pretty flat, and that's fair enough. It's been a hard few weeks. How have you been navigating those kinds of feelings to turn it around for tomorrow night?
It is pretty hard. You get like all the media and a few people turning. You know, I actually got a discount at Zambero's. Shout out to the Zambero's lady that was working there, because she said Crows keep losing, so I'm going to give you a discount. So
yeah, good on you.
That was very nice. It has its perks, but but no, we're trying to keep positive. It is only early in the season. I know we are 0-3, but hold on, because we will play some better footy and hopefully we can play well tomorrow night.
I hope so too. You've been singled out in the footy media as a player who gives the Crows some spark when you get your hands on the footy. And we've definitely felt that while we've been watching you the last few weeks. What is that kind of feedback like? Does it get back to you, and how do you use that to fuel your game?
I don't really listen too much about the outside noise. It's more about what the coaches tell me, and they pretty much say sort of similar things, that when I get the ball that I'm clean with it and composed at the moment. So I'm just looking to stay confident and continue to grow my game. That's all you can really do, because you got the likes of Dawson and Laird in the midfield. You just lean off and you can learn off them. So if I can help their game by playing mine, that's the best thing for the team. So yeah.
We've heard a lot this week that as a team you are not far off. Is that something that you like personally feel? And is like, what's the difference between being a bottom four side and a top four side in the AFL? They say it doesn't take much. Is that how you feel? Is that like a feeling around the club at the moment?
Yeah, 100%.
I'm not saying you're bottom four time, by the way.
I think the saying is that you're never too good or you're never too bad for the competition. So, you know, it's AFL comp. It's the best in the whatever it is, the nation or whatever Australia is. so yeah, you got your best players. So it's always going to be a tight comp, and everyone's fighting for the same thing. And that's a premiership. So you can only keep striving for that.
We had a question from our friend in Iowa. He said, in what ways does going into the middle help a player like you get a feel for the game? Is it as simple as touches, or is it a contact, or is it contact and pace too?
It's a bit of both, I think. It's definitely nice to get your hands on the footy here and there, but I think a little bit of contact as well, and just getting you involved in the game. But I think from any position on the field, when you got the crowd involved and you got, you know, people screaming at you to get the ball, you're pretty up and about anyway, so it's not too much where you're playing. So yeah.
Cool. Well, let's talk about Gather Round a little bit, because obviously it's a pretty big weekend. We want to know, like, obviously all the clubs that descend on Adelaide and they're all out and about, and you see them around. Can you give us some intel, like, who's the club that you think are kind of dicks? Who's like, if you could rate worst, like,
we can rephrase that question.
Nice guy clubs to asshole clubs.
I don't care too. I actually don't really know, to be honest. There's not many teams where I go I don't really like them. Yeah. I'm only third year in, so I don't really have much beef with many people. Well, so
okay. Something to look out for in the future.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know, maybe. You might have to ask the older guys a question.
Yeah, maybe. And another question from our Discord server. Someone wants to know if you've got any goal celebrations lined up, because obviously Rochelle and Rankin kind of hit that goal celebration spot, and you manage to kick a few snags every now and again. So do you have any anything in the barrel, basically?
Living with Josh Rochelle, obviously you bloody pick up on things.
Yeah.
Because he's always in the mirror practicing things. So you know, there might be a few here and there, but I'm gonna leave it to Josh, I reckon. I'm gonna just try and get my hands on a few goals, and that's me.
Cool, calm and collected. Yep. For sure. And someone else asked, they wanna ask about your prowess in taking on a tackle, and how do you break them so easily? What's the secret?
I do get tackled a lot and get smashed a lot, so that's not very helpful. But I think just in the gym, just building your core and building your strength up, I think that's been a big focus of mine in the first 2 years, because obviously the first year you're getting tackled and smashed a fair bit. So just learning from that, and learning from the guys like Lairdy and Dawes who break tackles, Elite and Matt Crouch as well. So
yeah.
Just watching their game and focusing on what you can do to improve on that space. Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Now, last night we saw an amazing acoustic performance from Isaac Rankin on the Footy Show Spectacular. Now, I know that you are also a bit of a musician yourself, Jake, and I have seen a few videos of you practicing on the guitar and a bit of singing, a bit of Riptide. Any plans to do potentially a show or a duet with Isaac?
I knew where this question was going as soon as you mentioned Isaac. But definitely not. I'll not be bloody picking up a guitar anywhere near Rankin, because his performance was elite. It was gave me goosebumps actually watching it live. So
I swear to God, I've watched it about 10 times.
Yeah, he's a very talented human. But yeah, no, the guitar will be getting put away, I reckon.
Wait, I don't think you're that bad, mate. I reckon he could just give you a few lessons and you might be onto something. Yeah. Now, my last question for you, and again, it's not really related to you, but it is about Josh. Is he actually going to be a good DJ at this after concert on Sunday? Or what are we looking out for there? What do you think? What bangers is he going to play?
I don't know, but you'd hope there's a bloody pre-recorded thing, because otherwise, yeah, I don't think he's the best DJ. Look, he's got some good music here and there, but I reckon it'll be a lot of just playing with the decks and just not much music going on.
Yeah. It'll look like he's doing something.
Yeah.
He did admit to us before that he's got no idea what he's doing. So. Ned McHenry was on 5AA last night saying that his rev up was all about Tex giving him a hedge trimmer. Is that legit?
That is legit, yeah.
Yeah, right.
That's Ned for his... He sparks you up. We love Nettie. He's a goat.
Yeah, I never realised he was so up and about. I've never heard him talk naturally on the radio before. And yeah, he's a confident man on there.
He's very funny in person as well. He's a live wire at the club. He's so funny. So he's good to be around. That's what you want at the club as well. So
yeah, absolutely. Good. Yeah. That's it. I think we're good. Yeah,
too easy.
Thanks for joining us, Jake. Appreciate your time.
Perfect.
Good luck for tomorrow.
Thank you very much. Cheers.